If any trait bubbles up in all one reads about Wilson, writes the historian Walter McDougall, it's this. He loved, craved, and in a sense, glorified power. Wilson's fascination with power is the leitmotif of his whole career. It informed his understanding of theology and politics and their intersection. Power was God's instrument on earth and therefore was always to be revered. In congressional government, he admitted, I cannot imagine power as a thing negative and not positive. Such love of power can be found in many systems and men outside the orbit of fascism, but few ideologies or aesthetics are more directly concerned with the glory of might, will, strength, and action. Some of this was on display in fascist art and architecture, which wallowed in the powerful physical form and the unconquerable might of the nation. Strength and unity, the triumph of will, the domination of destiny over decadence and indecision. Doctrinaire fascism, much like communism, sold itself as an unstoppable force of divine or historical inevitability. Those who stood in the way, the bourgeoisie, the unfit, the greedy, the individualist, the traitor, the kulak, the Jew, could be demonized as the other because, at the end of the day, they were not merely expendable, nor were they merely reluctant to join the collective. They were, by their very existence, blocking the will to power that gave the mob and the avant-garde, which claimed to speak for it, their reason for existence. Where this age differs from those immediately preceding it is that a liberal intelligentsia is lacking, wrote George Orwell. Bully worship, under various disguises, has become a universal religion. For some, like Wilson, God gave a divine writ for bullying. For others, the license for organized cruelty came from more impersonal historical forces. But the impulse was the same. Wilson would later argue, when president, that he was the right hand of God, and that to stand against him was to thwart divine will. Some thought this was simply proof of power corrupting Wilson, but this was his view from the outset. He always took the side of power, believing that power accrued to whoever was truly on God's side. As an undergraduate, Wilson was convinced that Congress was destined to wield the most power in the American system, and so he championed the idea of giving Congress unfettered control of governance. During his senior year, in his first published article, he even argued that America should switch to a parliamentary system where there are fewer checks on the will of rulers. Wilson was a champion debater, so it's telling that he believed the best debaters should have the most power. Wilson wrote his most famous and original work, Congressional Government, when he was a 29-year-old graduate student at Johns Hopkins. He set out to argue that America should switch to a centralized parliamentary system, but the work evolved into a sweeping indictment of the fragmentation and diffuseness of power in the American political system.